Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Okay, doing good. How you doing, Brother Duane?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it just sounded kind of echoish, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I'll have to get in a certain spot.
Okay, yes, sir. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, Sister Shonda was supposed to join us, so that she didn't know if she was or not. So
okay, let me check the line. Go ahead, Brother Duane. I have to get the screen back up.
Okay.
Go ahead until I get the screen back up.
Yeah. The history of religion. That's what we're going to talk about, Brother Drew. We're going to do our little study. Whenever you hear me doing a lecture talking about a subject, I'm talking about what a certain sect of Jews wrote about their cousins, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, which is the subhuman. It's different than everybody that doesn't listen to us. We know who the subhuman is. It's Japheth's children. So who we're studying is Japheth's children. So, Brother Drew, Shonda and I was talking, and I asked the question, why is it so hard for religious people to see the weakness in their religion 2021? This is if you find it real strange that people believe in gods at 2021 when they ain't no gods. I mean, a certain few of us. So I asked myself that question, and it's due to the spell of what they call Leviathan, and religion is a spell that you get in every way that they wanted it. There was the black Muslims, which is here now. That was created because of racism. You have the 5% of nations who broke away from the black Muslims because they didn't want the teaching without that military discipline that Elijah Muhammad had on their ass. But they still was racism. You have the Sunni Muslims in America, Negroes, Akatons, those who pretend they are not racist yet hate, however, the Arab hate. You have the Moorish Temple, for those who want to know about your rights and law, and that your true roots were given to you by Abraham, and Islam, which is Arabic. You have African Muslim Negroes who want to keep their African cultures, still follow an Arabic religion of white man, slave master's religion. I mean, this is what we're looking at, Brother Drew. We're looking at everything that this black African American say he is. He say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim, I'm an Israelite. It was a white one before it was them. He's the black one. And he should be able to see that in 2021. Not unless he ain't up under, he's up under a religion as a spell. We can see that now because it keeps you thinking that someone is going to save you. It has you thinking that if you work hard until you die, pray to a spook god, unseen or nothingness, who is a place called heaven, who was given to you, you will see nothing until you die. You would then go to meet Jesus in a heaven and live happily ever after and do nothing forever. This is a lazy-ass person's mentality, and that's what Christians teach. The Christians teach that you're going to heaven. The Muslims teach that you're going to paradise and you're going to have 99 virgins up there where you can boom, boom all night long. But if you go to heaven, then you just going to lay around. You can't smoke no dope. You can't get no poontang. You can't do nothing. You just going to lay around, be a lazy-ass nigga all day long in heaven with your wings and your silver shoes on. This is what they teach us.
Okay, Shonda's on also.
Huh?
Shonda, you on?
Hey, peace to everyone. Yes, Brother Drew, I'm on.
All right, yeah. Peace.
Yeah, and see, why religion has you up under a spell is for one simple reason. All religion is what? You have to be a believer. You have to be a believer in praying and having faith that some spook god is going to come get you and take care of you. This is why you're up under a spell. So how you break that spell, Brother Drew, me and you have come up from studying for so many years, how you break that spell is that it's a simple answer. You should be able to answer simple the five W's and the one H: who, what, when, where, why, and how. This breaks the spell of religion, because when we do this in a chronological order using etymology, then the spell is broke. If you get off the Christian calendar, the spell is broke. If you go back to the original calendar, your spell is broke. But as long as you stay on the Christian calendar and you believe in God, you up under their spell. So when we go back and trace the history of where this spell come from, according to the Jews, they say it started in the sixth chapter of Genesis when their cousins mixed their seed with the Martians who invaded the northern hemisphere. They call them the Nephilim. How they become Nephilim? The Martians, let's break it down, had a baby by a human being, which was Jephthah, Magog, and Gog. The children, according to the sixth chapter of Genesis, the children that came out of them having the babies was Nephilim. This is what the Jews call their cousins then. He's describing the history of Magog, Gog, and Tubal and his other brothers. He said, when the Nephilim left the land of Persia, which was called Nud, N-U-D, which is in the Bible, they went to Bali, where the Hindus lived, the divinity tribe. The Hindus worshiped this Aryan nation of people because the Nephilim, which was this Aryan nation of people, were serpent worshippers and far worshippers and had great power, again, because they conquered them. Now, that's, we're breaking it down to see what happened when we go in a chronological order. Oldest cup that they have is called a snake cup, which is the serpent cup of the serpent people. And their language, which we are speaking right now and communicating in, they spoke according to the Jews. This is what happened. We ain't saying this about them. Hell, the Jews wrote about them. By 4000 B.C., after they done changed these people's name from the divinity tribe, they became Hindus when they mixed their seed with this Aryan nation of people, which was Nephilims, which was subhuman beings. It's when religion started, meaning that that's when they mixed voodoo, which was their religion of the ancient cult, that you can trace that religion all the way from Nimrod when he run their ass up into the Caucasus Mountain. Voodoo and Christianity is mixed together. All voodoo got Christianity in it. We're going to find out where Christianity come from, because Christianity came from Mithraism, which is a Hindu god. 4000 B.C., Hinduism. People started believing in Hinduism. Now let's look at Hinduism. We're going to ask ourselves a question. Who is the Holy Trinity in Hinduism? We got Brahma, Shiva, and Krishna. Now, that's interesting. This is the Trinity. Now, we ask ourselves, which one of these gods was classified as the create god? Brahma is the creator of Hinduism. Well, let's ask ourselves a question. How was Brahma created? Brahma was created by a golden egg. Go look up the religion of Google, the religion of Hinduism, and they'll tell you this. I'm just telling you how you get this information where you understand a little bit better. The golden egg, this is how Brahma came into creation. He's depicted as having four heads. Go tell Google Woogle to give you the picture and some information on Brahma. You will find out who Brahma is. Brahma was created by a golden egg, which was part of the golden womb of the cosmos. Okay. This golden egg is called the golden womb of the cosmos. This is how Brahma was created. He wasn't created out of the rib of a man named Adam. That story came at 4004 B.C. This is the story of 4000 B.C. before it got to that story. Every nation of people has a creation story. So we finding out the first creation story, because all religion is Hinduism. It's a break away from Hinduism. But it still has, every religion has Hinduism in it. When we trace the history of the oldest religion in the world. And that's what we're doing with the five W's and the one H in a chronological order using etymology. You don't make no mistakes. You become what I call a prosecutor. Now, when we look and see who Krishna was the son of Shiva, who was the wife of Brahma. The word Krishna means Christ of Mashiach. If we were speaking Hebrew, Shiva would be Mary in this language. And Brahma would be the unseen God, which would they name him Amen in this language. This is what kind of spell that we up under. Now, we see that at going in a chronological order, that the history of religion started at 4000 BC with Hinduism. At 2500 BC, Yehudaism came into existence. At 1200 B.C., a Persian religion called Jainism came into existence. In the 6th century, Jainism, which is Oriental, and Taoism, Yin and Yang, Confucianism, Buddhism, all your Oriental religions came into existence. We see that at A.D. 4, Christianity came into existence, and at A.D. 622, Christianity came into existence. Now, when this religion called Christianity came into existence, it wasn't called Christianity at first, and it wasn't called Islam at first, and they worshiped different gods at first. We go back into the history of the Ottoman, which would be the Turkish Muslim, which would be the Turks, and the Byzantines, which would be Europe, and the Crusaders, and the Pope, the Roman Catholic Church. It's called the Byzantine period. 1095, Pope Gregory said that Jesus told him that they need to have a holy war and start killing the Ottomans, which was the Muslims. And this is when the Muslims and the Christians start fighting against each other. That was first time, Brother Drew. And they still fighting against each other in 2021 as we speak. They fighting and still killing. Created a holy war. This is what this Pope Gregory said. This is what we see about the history of Christianity that was given to someone that looked like me and you in 1870. 140 years ago, and we didn't go check out and see the history of where we got the Holy Ghost in 2021 about. And what we all praising and everybody speaking in tongues, and you've been completely genocided in today's. We can see this. The God that these Ottomans was worshiping at that time was named Humble. His name wasn't Allah. Allah means God in their language, but this God that they talking about was named Humble at that time period. All you have to do is go back into their history, and Allah became they God at a certain time in history when it became Allah. It's during the time of when Muhammad came into existence. And after so many years of them fighting amongst themselves and in the Byzantine, the name become Allah. Allah only means God. This is what you can see in 2021, how anybody that's worshiping these religions, how you up under a spell. And you up under a complete spell. When you believe in religion, what they call an idol worshiper, Brother Drew. You worshiping something, but it's idol. See, because you done lost contact with the real you, and you stop being a knower and start having faith, praying, and believing in something that you don't know a damn thing about up under 45,000 different damn sets. When you worship nothing, even when you give a name like Anun, which means some other spiritual force not seen, heard, tasted, smelled, or felt, regardless of what you feel, you're doing in your worship, it's all damn worshiping. This is also known as spookism, what you're doing. When you can't see or touch or feel something, how do you know it's real? How do you know it's there? You lost. Ever since you was cast out the garden, you've been lost because you're believing in that subhuman mentality. Even his books tell you don't worship God. He wrote books, the Jews did, to tell you to don't worship these people's gods. That ain't the first commandment is, thou shalt have no gods before me. That ain't God talking to God. You ought to have common sense enough to see that. When you go into the book of Jeremiah, it tell you, why do you say there's gods and there ain't no gods? He was the first preacher and the only preacher in the Bible. What did Jeremiah say about the present-day preachers? Go read it. The book, what they call the Bible, ain't a book for you to worship. It's a book of instructions. Ain't got a goddamn thing about worshiping, praising. It tells you that if you were worshiping, praising and believing in God, what the hell you was going, what was going to happen to you? You living up on the, I heard Brother Barnett on his show, he had a doctor that's opening up a clinic, Brother Drew. You know about it? You with me there, Brother Drew?
Oh, peace, brother. He stepped out for a minute.
Okay. Sister Tasha,
yes, hey, peace, brother. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They opening up a clinic, and Barnett asked this morning on the show, why are we so obese in 2021 when we used to didn't be like this? Well, two things is the reason. The doctor didn't know the answer. But hell, the answer was simple. Things. Your religion. Your religion is why anybody born after 1970, the XY millennium and Z generation of people are obese in 2021 is because you broke your dietary laws. If you go into Leviticus, the 11th chapter of Leviticus, and read it, or Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter, it clearly tells you that if you break the law of the beast, that you will become the beast of the field. You will become obese and beast of the field. That's where that shit reads at the 27th chapter of Leviticus 11. Well, look at your ass. You say that's all bullshit, that you live up under grace from that law. And when you live up under grace from that law, they tell you how you would look. Elijah Muhammad told you when you eat the hog how your ass was going to look, eating three meals a day and you didn't even one meal a day because you didn't understand how your body worked. You didn't understand how them 10 systems in your body work. Because Christianity teaches against that shit. And you want to know what's wrong today? Why your ass look like Piggly Wiggly from Hoggly Woggly? It's because of your religion. And you being a believer. You didn't go check that word out. So, Sister Shonda, would you please enlighten us with what the word believes, the etymology of that word, if you don't mind?
Yes, of course. No, I don't mind at all. You know what, Brother Wyatt, it's really, really crazy to me that people have no concept as to who we are at this day and time, and they can't reason through where we are in terms of time and date and space with our concept toward religion. But this is a question I ask myself, and I'm going to ask you this question before I go and talk about the word believe. I want you to answer this question for me. Is there any time in the history of religion, of all the gods, all the religions, where God and the God come and save the people? This and
never.
Brother Dwyer, can you speak to that before I move just real briefly, because this is really critical, because we are physical people here experiencing a physical experience, and just as you said, that can you see, touch, feel, or can it be demonstrated to you in a short period of time? And so the question is, because you believing in something, but is it true? Because we're going to get into the definition of that just in one moment. But that question, is there ever a time in the history of the concept of all the religions where God has come and saved the people?
Nowhere. It's just like this, Sister Shonda. Is nowhere in the history of mankind that the devil told you to start a holy war and kill in his name. But all the gods, the first god was Jesus, next god was Allah, the next god was Buddha. Jesus started killing these people. He started killing all other God's people through the Crusaders. Check the history out of Christianity. They start all the God's people in the name of Jesus, establishing the belief of Jesus to the heathens, because everybody was heathens at that time period. It still is. If you ain't with Jesus, you a heathen. This is how this religion got started, that these black African Americans didn't go check out. Some people look like us got the Holy Ghost in today's society. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Go ahead on, Sister Shonda.
All right. So, these are all fails, as you talked about earlier. And so when you look at a word, you look at a word, you got the letters, and then you put the letter together, and then you learn to spell the word. And so the word believe, when you look at that word, I want to talk about the hidden messages in those words and also the numerology, because every word is attached to a number. And so when you look at the word believe, when you see it, B-E-L-I-E-V-E, the first thing is you can see that it is B-E-L-I-E, which is a lie, and a B-lie to E-V-E. So that is already an indication to us that this word, although simple, it has messages in it to let us know that the construct of that word is already set in a spell, because it's designed to put you under something. And, just in seeing how these words are put together. Now, the numerology of this word is a number six. And so many people think about six. You think about the six as the number of the beast, 666, like that. But here's another way that you can look at this word and the numerology of this word is the six is a number that plays toward the compassion and the heart. It is a number that demands support. It is a number that wraps you up in the energy of that word, because it's a high, and it's high energy. So think of that. If you believe, that means that you have to have deep, what they call faith. And I'm gonna talk about that real briefly too. That means you have to have deep faith in the word. Doesn't mean it's true, but that means that you have to throw your every essence from your heart into that word. Now, I find this very funny, that the number one thing that most people in this society die from is a heart attack. And in dying from a heart attack, that means that we are putting ourselves, we have wrapped our energy all around this religion, which is really religion. And I'm gonna briefly talk about that too. So, but if you are a believer, that means that you have belief, because you got to look at that word too. And if you believe, that means the etymology of that word is the number, I'm sorry, the numerology of that word is the number three. And it's something else though, which I'm going back. Once you get back into numerology, I've been out of it for a while. But once you get back into numerology, you start to see more things. But there's something else I want to come back with. Believe. It, what makes it a six is that when you calculate all the words, it comes to a 33. So that's the three threes that makes that six. And now, so this is standing on this. This purpose here is standing on three threes. So look at the number three in belief. It means that it's childlike, it's naive, it's innocent. That means that you are open. We have opened ourselves, those who believe in this type of philosophy and ideology, you have opened yourself up, and you've opened up your heart, your compassion, your emotions, so wrapped up around this word that you are spellbound by what the teachings have given to you. I hope you understand what I'm saying now, because this is really, really deep. Because the 333, that's what we're looking at now. You believe, which is a 33, which equals a 6. And then that means that you have belief in that philosophy, which actually is a 30, which is how you get the 3. So you can add them 333, which is the 9. Now this is the 9 here. So you are, and the 9 never changes. So you are totally wrapped up and inbound in that, in the 3, in the 6, and the 9. And that's a hell of a number right there. 3, 6, and 9 is a heck of a number in the belief. But let's look at, just again, I know we've spoken about this, but just as a reminder, the definition of the word belief according to Google. Number one is accept something as true. Feel sure of the truth. Understand that. It says feel sure of the truth. That word feel is tapped into your emotional center. That takes you back to the power of the numerology number six, which plays on your heartstring, which plays on your compassion, and it demands you to support it because you have given your entire essence. You've gotten your energy, emotion, and now you become spellbound because you are a part of a religion, which means to retell and to do it again and to do it again to the legion, which is the L-I-G-I-O-N, which is nothing but L-E-G-I-O-N. And when you have a legion to something, I'm going to come back to that too. Just then hold on. Just hold that thought. Let me finish this definition on belief.
It additionally goes on to say, accept the statement of someone as true. Don't mean it's true. You accepting it now. Back to your heart. You opened it up. Have faith. Ah, especially religious faith. I'm going to stop right there and let's go to that word faith. And the reason I want to come to the word faith is only because I want you to see the numerology in this word. So these people use symbols and signs and everything they do, and they definitely use numerology. If you don't know, you better start knowing now. So the numerology of the word. Uh-huh.
Let me explain something right quick so they'll know what you're talking about. And esoteric knowledge, meaning they don't – exoteric knowledge, meaning what they teach you in the school system, they don't teach you about the numerology of the alphabets. The number eight, its number is six. The number B, its number is 12. The number C, its number is 18. The number D, its number is 24. All the way through the alphabets, go in sixes. This is the numerology to the signs and symbols that we speak in this language that they don't tell you about. This come out of the ancient serpent lords. This is the language of the snake culture and the Sophites. You didn't pay them to teach you this language, to teach you numerology. You didn't pay the Sophites, which is the American government, which is the government we are. You didn't pay them to teach you numerology. You had to go into their secret society to understand their numerology. And so you had to pay $5,000 now to be a 32nd degree Mason, where you find this knowledge locked up in. You have to pay big money for them for this knowledge that we're giving you free. Mm-hmm. When Sister Shonda be talking about numerology, I wanted you to understand that the language that you speak, which is with the alphabet, not the ABCs, it has numbering system to it. Now, the ABCs numbering system is different from your alphabet numbering system, because if you don't learn your ABCs, we speaking with the alphabets. We up under the alphabet. The big A, the little A. The big God, the little God. That's why they had the ancient serpent language. But I wanted you to know that when you understand that Sister Shonda is breaking down up under the number six, in this language that we're speaking now, we speak in Arabic, we have a different numbering system. If we was with the Jews, with the Yehudas, we have a different numbering system. But with Ephi, we have a different number. Each religion has, in language, have their numbering system, have their signs and symbols. This language that we speak is called writing. All other languages that people speak is called calligraphy. They write with calligraphy, which is sign symbols. In this language, we write with what is called cursive writing. It's not called
cursive.
It's not called calligraphy. You look up that word calligraphy, and you'll see where all human beings write with calligraphy, and all subhuman beings write with cursive writing, with the alphabet. See, it's very simple to break down the subhuman being from the human being is because it's different, and it all starts with the blood. If you got your human being's blood, it's O-type blood. The subhuman being is AB and AB complex. That's the easiest way to break down, to divide the subhuman being from the human being, although it's some human beings now got that blood, but they came through mixing of the seed. So go ahead on, Sister Shonda. I wanted to understand about
this. Brother, and also now, what are you saying? You said it is called cursive writing. But now, even look at that word; it's a curse. Now, in black, so-called black people think that they've been cursed, and you hear them all the time saying, "We're gonna break this curse that we under." because and not knowing that we put ourselves under this curse continuously because we are under the spell of this language. Go ahead, brother.
I say you're absolutely right. We're up under the spell of this language, this calendar, and this belief.
Right.
We have to find
and we
out,
have
but,
faith. We have faith. We've been having faith, but in the numerology, the reason I want to look at that is because the numerology is a number 8. And that's very powerful in itself because when you tie it up into the faith, it just look at that number. That number is a continuous cycle. So now you can see how you people are swarmed in this number because I just wanted to know. I was like, well, why? You asked this question, why is it that people are 2021 are still so spellbound by religion? But if you have faith, you can't help but to be spellbound by it because you in a religion which is over and over and over again and doing that, you know, and practicing that and making this your way of life every single day that you believe that. So that is that. Now, just to even look at the word, go back to believe, everything about this word is tied into your emotional triggers. Because even after it says feel sure that someone is capable of doing something, again, F-E-E-L, it's your emotions, how you feel, how, you know, how that triggers you. And then the last one, which is number 2, it says hold something as an opinion, think or suppose. Again, that's not a fact. But it's
right.
About what you are holding on to. You hold on to it, and then you'll have people who say, well, it's just what I believe. So that means you holding on to that, even though someone is presenting facts to you that this is not real. You can't even prove that it's real other than just saying I prayed and it came true. But you forgot the point that you W-O-R-K, you got off your kadoosh and you did something about it to make your so-called prayers come true. You cannot sit and pray and do nothing and somebody can come and knock at your door and bring you food every day. That's not a fact. That's not going to happen. It has never happened. You know, they might come and knock on your door because your crazy ass ain't been out and they worried about you because you and they think you might be in there dead or something. So, you know, but they ain't coming because you prayed or you meditated. That's the next new thing is that you meditated all of these things into existence. It's not going to happen. And so, now what we can look at is that word religion, because when you read something, that means that you retell it. That means that it is again. And then back to the word legion, because we are also thinking that, you know, religion is the way. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So L-I-G-I-O-N really is a trichnology word because it really is L-E-G-I-O-N, which is legion. And that word numerology, the entire word of religion, is a number 1. Well, they make you number 1 in believing that this is your philosophy and that it is your way of life. So you tie in your entire essence of yourself into becoming a believer, and you have to have faith according to them in order to understand the doctrine that they are giving you. So when you look at the word legion, here's what it says. Number 1. A unit of 3,000 to 6,000 men in ancient Roman army.
Right.
Now,
right.
That talks about what you say, the crusade. It came to them. that you they conquered you. They came. It was a barrage, a regime, a platoon, a company, a troop. This is all the words that they have in here that are similar to this word. A detachment, a commando, a battery, a band, an outfit. And the second part says a vast host, multitude, or number of people or things. Well, we know the multitude of people believe in shit. We know the multitudes of people have wrapped, again, their entire being. And this word is, if you go back to the when it came into existence, well, it's Old English, Middle English, Old French. It's come from all those derivatives, and it says come from the 17th century. So all of these things are dated in a time in existence when they have come into existence, and but yet people still are believers. And I say that we are believers because back to something you talked about, Dwyer, and you talked about how Reverend Barnett asked why are so many people overweight. It's because we are lawless. We are lawless people.
Right. And
when
else,
you are lawless, that means that you don't understand your divine, I'll use that word, meaning divine, meaning coming from just because you are here, just because everything in creation has a purpose, and we don't know the plan and the purpose of which we came here. But it's automatically built into us if you just look at who we are. The female comes with already a million eggs. And the male already has sperm. So number one, what does that mean? That means our first plan and purpose is to reproduce. But we are not in that knowledge. And then you build. So if that means you following the law of your whole body. We don't even know the systems, as you said. We don't know what the purpose of this body is. Right now we think the female think is go out and cheat everything. She want to cheat by, you know, getting a bigger ass, getting flat abs, getting this. You know, we want to cheat by looking at all the quick money schemes, not building. No longer do you build. We don't want to do that. We want to scheme. We want everything fast. And the only reason that we have fallen under this is because, absolutely, we do not understand this language. And this language has put us under such a deep spell that we are in a slumber that I'm afraid no matter that we are presenting the facts, people just are not getting it. Matter of fact, they're getting mad. That's what they're getting. They're getting mad that we're saying this kind of shit to them.
And Sister Shawnee, let's look at something. Because like I told Barnett the same thing, is you're breaking the law. And in 1953, this is 2021, this is five generations, meaning that we in the XY millennium and Z generation of people, your food that you started receiving has artificial wrote on it. But in 2021, we can see that from eating artificial food, you don't become obese. And from eating artificial food, this female that called herself a black African American that's born between 1975 and 2021, tell me what's on her ass that ain't artificial. She got artificial eyelashes, artificial nails, artificial hair, artificial titties, chin, ass. Everything is artificial. These are goddamn facts that I'm talking right now.
Right.
Ain't nothing on her ass natural. When you look at Sister Shonda, you see natural. What Negroes that colored people look like. Not black African American. That's only 51 years old. You ask what your problem is. because you're a believer. What are you believing in? Go ahead on, Sister Shana.
You got to believe in something. Why not believe in me? Oh, man, that song was made famous by that movie Car Wash. That was the Pointer Sisters song. And
right.
That was amazing that they came up with that song. And we are all probably old enough to remember that song. If not, put it on and just, you know, jam out on it. But listen to it and go back to that scene where Richard Pryor was at the car wash, and that's what they were trying to get people to. He was running a con. That's why they were singing that song. He was. If you remember that, Dwyer, at the car wash,
yeah,
right, he was running a con. He was coming there because he needed believers in his church.
I posted that song. I used to do that song. Shit, that's a jamming song, the jam.
That's a jamming song.
That was during that time period, we jammed like hell off of that song. We jammed off of Car Wash and that song.
Yeah, the Car Wash. Yeah, that was a good song, too.
Good damn song. Shit, all bands played that shit. Hell, I've been playing in a nightclub 65 years. I went through a whole lot of different styles of music that we had to evolve to. Yeah, see, so
now as we speak about music, now there is, I apologize to you all, I don't have this at hand right now, but there is a patent number.
We'll do a show on that, on music,
yeah,
vibration.
Because there is a patent number that is about hidden messages in the music.
Oh,
and they actually have a patent. I mean, that's a trip, but we could see how the vibration changed. But not only did they change the vibration, they put hidden messages in the music so that they can continue to keep people spellbound. And certainly we could see that these children are spellbound. If you look at what just happened in Houston at the Astrodome with that little young boy, Travis, Scott, is that his name?
Yeah.
Travis Scott, and all of those people were.
How are you going to sue him for something? that's crazy. He ain't got nothing to do with that shit. How you going to sue him? You should sue the vendors, the people. They supposed to have the security. That boy supposed to come and sing at the concert and leave and get his money and leave. That's what he
was
about.
Yeah, but it
was
also what he was singing. It was what he was singing in the mantra. Now, look, if you go back and listen to his music, first of all, you couldn't hear him. It was like he was singing like, so he was
Well, you know where that vibration come from, sister. That's the reason when we do this, we'll do a lecture on music. If you play certain songs that Led Zeppelin and the hard rockers back in the 70s, play it backwards.
Run
it backwards and see what you get the message in. So you can deal with, if he came on and that music was like that blurry, like that, they put in the backwards message that mess with the vibrations of the people's mind. It put the minds in a trance. And see,
many of those people who fell down and who were, they had heart attacks. Let's come back to that, because this is how important it is. I don't want us to really just think about this, really listen, everyone, just really deeply think about this. The number one disease that people die of in this country is heart problems. Why is that? Because we keep putting our heart into these things that are only destroying us cell by cell. It is breaking us down over a period of time, and now we become heartbroken, rather knowingly or unknowingly. The vibration and also the energy that is on these words, it works whether you believe it or not. It does not matter. It's better that you become conscious of it because when you become conscious of it, then you can put a force in place that can help you defend yourself. I have an old saying that say it's better to be aware, because when to be aware is to be alive.
You there, Brother DeWitt?